Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to keep quiet once, twice. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there himself and he says, "Oh Fatima, why are these children crying?" He says, "Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is out in the path of Allah and there's nothing in this house." The Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who showed mankind the rights of women and showed mankind the rights of children, and there was nobody on the face of this earth who ever fulfilled the rights of children and fulfilled the rights of women and fulfilled the rights of plants and fulfilled the rights of animals like Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi of Allah tells, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says at that time what he says, "Oh my daughter, make sabr." He takes that little children, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, takes them, Allahu Akbar, takes his mubarak tongue out and tells them, "Suck on my tongue." Deen came with difficulty. Whenever difficulty was, he said, "Jafar radiallahu anhu, go forward." He said, "Ali radiallahu anhu, go forward." It was the mubarak habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on any occasion when it came to hardship and difficulty, his family was always put first. When it came to ease, everybody else was given the opportunity. It is said about the Ansar, who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, it is said he always put them to more difficulty. The Ansar complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Oh Nabi Allah, when it is time for the dunya, then the others take it. When it is time for sacrifice, then we have to give it. When it's time for the dunya, the others take it. When it is time for sacrifice, then we have to give it." Beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Gather all of you, gather all of you." All of them came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, "Count the favors which you did unto me." I said, Allahu Akbar, when nobody wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ansar took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ansar promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "We will protect you within Madinah Munawwara." But it is said, at the time of the Badr, they said, Hazrat Miqdar yesterday, as Maulana said, "Allahu Akbar, even outside Madinah we'll give our lives for you." Then they counted the favors. And we know what an occasion it was, when every child was singing, "Tala al-Badru alayna." And the system of Masjid War was placed, that Hazrat Musab bin Umair radiallahu anhu made that effort, that in every house at least there was one Muslim by the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Madinah Munawwara. At that time, my dear respected brothers, Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they count the favors, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, "And what did I do to you?" And the whole of the Ansar start crying. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh my Ansar, if the whole world goes on one side, and the Ansar goes on another, I will go on the side of the Ansar." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Ansar, may Allah forgive the Ansar, may Allah forgive the children of the Ansar. And oh Allah, let me be amongst the Ansar." This is the reward for those. As in Maulana Ibrahim Sahib say, there's no more hijrat. Now whoever is, as in Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, "Wallah, if it was not for the Ansar, deen would not have come alive." It is said every one of us is Ansarullah. We are the helpers of the deen of Allah. My beloved friends and elders, Allah has sent us and selected us, taken us out. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, "Aaj sare duniya pareshani mein hai." Today this whole world is in pareshani. Aur farmaya, Allahu Akbar, aise tadbeere soch raha hai, aise tadbeere soch raha hai. They are using such schemes and methods and thinking of such methods which will only put them in more hardship and difficulty. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, "Khuda ki kasam, there is only one way. Ummat ki pareshani dur karne ke liye wahid ek ilaj hai. There is only one way of taking this ummat out of difficulties and hardship. Aapko pareshani mein dalo Allah ki deen ke khatir. You put yourself in difficulty for the sake of Allah's deen, and Allah will remove the difficulty of this ummat." My beloved brothers, who's ready to sacrifice his wife, who's ready to sacrifice his child, who's ready to sacrifice his life, move on the ranks of Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmeen. There's no standard of Mashwara or Shura. There's no standard that anybody has given. Khuda ki kasam, who wants to give sacrifice, the medan of sacrifice is open. The medan of sacrifice is open. The more we give, the less it is. 4 months is a small. Like Maulana said, this is the object of our life. The object of our life does not mean sit at home and say this is the object of our life. That is deception. The one without harkat, khuda ki kasam, this work can never become your object until you move in the path of Allah under all conditions, under trying conditions, under difficult conditions. Wallah, that is the day when this work will become ours. When we will take it, my beloved brothers, at our own. Beloved friends and elders, when each and every one of us, not looking at our wealth, not looking at our pocket, not looking at the things around us, make the decision in our heart that we will go cash in the path of Allah under all costs for 1 year, for whatever time. Allahu Akbar, Sahaba Ikram bin one last means just bat was not 4 months. Allahu Akbar, this is just to, he said, "Ye to ibtida hai." This is the ABC of this work. The desire, imagine a woman taunting a husband, Allahu Akbar, and saying, Amr bin Jamur radiallahu anhu's wife, telling him, it seems you don't want to die in the path of Allah. Can you imagine? Huh? A child in Medina Munawwara, is crying. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu asks this child, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying because my father passed away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, Beti sabar kar, make sabar. He says, no, I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying. Because everybody else, father passed away in the path of Allah. What will I answer on the day of Qiyamah? What face can I show the children of Medina Munawwara that my father passed away on a bed? A Muslim is not a Muslim who desires to die on a bed. A Muslim is that one for whom Mujahidah is more lovable than for ease. A Muslim is that one for whom, my beloved brothers, death in the path of Allah is more beloved than dying on the bed. Huh? Allahu Akbar. It is said when Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu passed away, who was the sword of Allah when he passed away on bed. Can you imagine what his heart must have been? That man who desired, on whose body you couldn't count the amount of wounds that were inflicted in the path of Allah. When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was passed away at home, it is said, Allahu Akbar, when his body was taken to be put in the qabr, his horse came to the qabr, and the horse was crying, and those who could read on the face of that horse were saying, where is that rider who rode on my back and stayed in the path of Allah? Is that the path of Allah? There's only one person in Jannat who'll desire to come back to this world. Who is that? That person who's ready to die in the path of Allah. Like Maulana said, this work has two objects. One is the outside object and one is the inside object. He said the outside object is, as Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi used to say, Allahu Akbar, to establish every order of Allah, the 100% deen, completely, perfectly in the entire mankind. And the inside jazbat must be what? Khudai Qasam, that Allahu Akbar, that today I must become shaheed in the path of Allah. Today I must become shaheed in the path of Allah. Today I must become shaheed in the path of Allah. It is not possible for a Muslim to desire to die on bed. It is not possible. There is something wrong. We want those people, as Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, hundreds of thousands will not bring hidayat to the world. Even if all of us come, choti choti kurbani se, chota chota deen zinda hoga, through small, small sacrifices, small deen will come alive. These are not my words. These are the words of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi used to say, "Hum aise chand chahte hai." We desire a few people like this. Khuda ki qasam, who's ready that their respect and honor be looted. Who are ready that their family love like Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain's family. Who are ready that their house must become like the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. Who are ready that their children must become like the children of Sahaba. Who are ready on those people, if a few majmua stands up like that, Allah Rabbul Izzat, using their qurbanis, will make the decision of hidayat for the entire mankind. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu didn't have that opportunity to make khatam of the Quran.